It's easy to fall into the trap of getting anxious and getting worried about the year ahead. When I was growing up, I had a PhD in actually getting anxious and worried. So much so that I became a whole professional planner to the extent of even getting certified to help people bring structure into their lives. Hi, and welcome to my podcast. You are listening to 633 Daily, and I am your host, Kharata Khuizanet Lalidi. It's been a minute. It's been a long minute. But I'm coming in today's episode, I guess just to check in with anyone who is feeling anxious, with anyone who is feeling sad with the new year approaching. And these are two, I guess, weird emotions to feel in the height of a new year coming. But specifically speaking to those who are feeling anxious because they are looking too far ahead and feeling sad because maybe somehow in 2023 the things that you had set out to do for yourself you weren't able to actually accomplish. So I am here as your sister and friend, fellow human being here on the land of the living, to remind you that God has your back. And I remember sharing on my LinkedIn how out of everything that I've experienced in 2023, experiencing God in an intimate way for myself has been the game changer. And I think it's just shifting into a place of now moving away from doing life from a very rote and religious place, reading my Bible, praying, going to church, worshiping, etc. But now operating from a place of power, of actually recognizing what God is saying to me in the promises that He has laid out in the Bible. And today, I just want to share six verses that are premised around joy, right? And there's something that our pastor shared, Pastor Mark Varagis, a while back. I think it was when he came here in Botswana, and he talked about anxiety being as a position where your mind is not here but it is there, right? So there could be in the future or there could be in the past. And I think coming into today's episode, I just want to just challenge you to pull yourself into the present moment, even if it's just for this episode, and get into this place as we reflect on these verses that are premised on joy. And I'm hoping that even at the end of me sharing, you will get to a place where you have a new appreciation of the joy that comes from knowing God, right? So I will be here today, I will be here tomorrow, I will be here all the way up to the new year, reflecting on keywords that stood out for me in 2023. And the first keyword was joy. Maybe just as a check-in before I share the verses, what is joy for me, or what does it look like, right? So growing up, the idea of happiness had always been the key motivator of all my decisions, right? And happiness from a place of I am doing everything deliberately to avoid pain, I'm doing everything deliberately to avoid hurt, I'm doing everything deliberately that I believe will bring me happiness, right? And in 2023, my life has felt opposed to the idea of chasing happiness, but chasing joy. And I recall how for like every month that would come, I think from June, every single month or moment that I'd live through, when I share a picture or share a status on my WhatsApp, the word joy would actually bubble up to the surface. On someone's birthday, when I share a message, the word joy would bubble up to the surface, right? And I've experienced it in all fronts. I've experienced joy, the joy of being able to live through something that ordinarily has to leave you with pain, has to leave you with fear, has to leave you with anxiety. But in that moment, I can't help but smile, right? And the joy is premised off of, knowing God more intimately. I was just thinking, even prior to starting to record this episode, to say, the past 28 years of my life have felt like a fraud. Like, now that I'm here, like I'm in this place where my roots are kind of going deeper in God, I feel the past 28 years have been wasted, right? And I think from October of 2023, that's when I have felt in the depth of my soul that I have come alive, or I have woken up, if I was to say. And Stephanie Ike Okafor talks about how spiritually we are born blind. And I could say that I was blind. Like, for the 28 years that I've been alive, I have been walking in blindness. And the blindness has looked like me attaching myself to religious practices to actually feed my ego, to tell me that I am doing the right thing, and in the grand scheme of eternity, I will make it into heaven. And divorcing myself from actually having an intimate relationship with God, which is such a shame now that I look back over the past 28 years. And yeah, so the breaking off of, I guess, those religious practices that create this fake perception that I am connected when I am not, right? And getting to that place of intimacy, getting to that place of honesty, of being able to actually go to God in my frustration and say, I actually don't know how to navigate this moment. I actually don't know what to say in this moment. And getting to a place where I can actually allow God to be the Lord over my life, right? And let me talk on that for like a second, because when I was 18, I sat down and I made a list of things that I wanted to do. And outside of that list, and these are things I wanted to do before 2025, right? And outside of that list, in my mind, I feel like there's like a special group of young girls. I saw a post by Deshauna Barber, I think, previous Miss USA, who is getting married at 34. And she was also sharing how she had this plan, this master plan, that she would be married by 25, right? And I had that plan too. I even had like a whole birthing plan to say, I'm going to have my first child at 27, 29, and just spacing them with 2 years. I had a whole plan, right? I was the Lord. I sat on that seat. And, you know, when I look back at everything that I've lived through in that season of my life, I would say it was very shaky and it was very scary that I even survived, right? And I think looking back now, it kind of just shows me how faithful God is to say, even as we're going through what seems like a dark period, God in his light and in his love, he is gracious enough and his mercy is new every single morning until the day you actually come into the light and the freedom of knowing the love that he has for you, and the freedom that actually exists when we yield, right? And I remember, I don't know if it's last year or I think it's last year, where I thought about yielding and yielding at a stop sign. And I just want to touch on that, especially talking about allowing God to be Lord in my life, right? You know how when you're driving and you get to a traffic light and then there's cars that are going straight and you're turning off to the left, let's say, and as soon as the light goes green for them, and there's an intersection here in Gaborone, like when you're coming from block 8 and you're turning to Sebele, that I like, that kind of actually brought me into that moment where it's like when you yield, it's very easy, it's very nice, there's no fighting, and you know, there's no need for you to actually stop. And I always felt, now thinking about yielding to God, to say it's that easy and it feels very yummy. That's the word that I've been using over the past 3 months to describe it. But also I remember thinking about, I think, the Lordship of God in terms of our assignment here on earth, getting to that place where we need to actually allow ourselves to do the work and do the work of repentance, do the work of sanctification, purification, anything, all of those activities that for me before were actually very foreign, in terms of getting to a place of opening myself up basically to God, to clean house, right? And submission in this case came with relief. I remember when I was doing my MPA, after submitting my assignment, there's just so much joy, so much peace. It's like, oh, on to the next one. But that stress that has been sitting on my neck is now gone. And I think in submitting to God similarly, thinking about the Ten Commandments, there is a freedom there that I've experienced in this year. There's been moments where, even with the Ten Commandments, I remember thinking about the one that talks about not coveting your neighbor's belongings, basically jealousy. And just thinking about how, oh my goodness, when you're jealous of someone else's things, you're actually, or me personally, let me just say, I'm actually denying God everything that, not denying him, but I'm kind of denying myself, actually denying myself that opportunity for God to actually give me what he has for me, because it can never be the same as what he has for you. So even that posture of being jealous, it's a thing of you are actually losing out. And you know, I look at the Ten Commandments very differently this year compared to when I was in my religion bag, when I was like, I know my Ten Commandments, but not really understanding them and applying them to my life. What I'm realizing is that the Ten Commandments are really a law of love, right? It's a thing of God is protecting what he loves by setting that boundary. I'm imagining sheep, I'm imagining goats in our sense, in the Botswana sense, to say there's a kraal where at night these goats are actually put in. And I think about the Ten Commandments in the same way, to say, look, God was kind enough to actually draw out a boundary where you can actually stay and know that there's safety there, right? Just as a check-in, I feel like that was a very long check-in, but yeah, I think in thinking about joy, that has been the highlight, I think, of the year, getting to that place of experiencing God fully, in terms of seeing him move in my life and allowing him to actually take lordship in my life, and not running the show for myself. Because yay, if I was to tell you the stories from back then, I feel like I would be here the whole day. But God has been faithful. So jumping into today's episode, in terms of the word of the day, the word of the day being joy, the word of the day being joy. So I found six six verses that I want to share with you today. And the first one is Psalms 16, verse 11. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And you know, I think the biggest thing that when I think about joy, it's this, that joy of actually staying in God's presence for me, right? And in this verse, what I'm picking is the future tense. And I think for anyone who is worried about the future, worried about the coming year, David is sharing here how he has this hope that God will fill him with joy in his presence, right? And you know, when I was growing up, I used to suck my fingers, like two of them. I was very quiet, very reserved. But in thinking about presence, my favorite time to do it was when I was close to my mom, when I was close to my grandparents, because I would do it and then I would touch like the soft parts of their body, like under their arm or on their clothes or on their boob. Yes, I was just a baby. But that brought a lot of satisfaction to me. That brought a lot of joy to me, like to the point where I remember when I was young, when my mom would go to school, I'd go off back to school, I would cry. And I remember there was this purple pajama top that she had that at some point she left, and it had just a strong whiff of her perfume on it, and I'd cry holding on to it, because every time I'd take a breath of that pajama, I'd remember her, right? And what we're learning, or what I'm learning from this verse, is it is important for us to actually stay firm and stay still in the presence of God, right? Anywhere else is miserable, if I was to use the word as a contrast to joy. But something also that I'm noting there is eternal pleasures, right? And there's been a shift, like in 2023, there's been a shift from thinking about my life in a very short span of time to now thinking about my life from the lens of eternity, right? Some of the decisions that I've made, some of the questions that I've asked, and the posture and the energy that I've carried into rooms has been predicated off the realization that my life doesn't end here and there's something bigger, right? And I wonder now, thinking about this verse, to say eternal pleasures. What is an eternal pleasure? I am probably going to read a bit more on that. But Psalm 16, verse 11, in your hearing in the New King James Version, I'm just going to read it again. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." The second verse is from Romans 15, verse 13. And I'm going to read it out as a declaration to you. I'm going to read it out as a declaration to myself, as a declaration over my family, as a declaration over my church family, as a declaration over where I work, as a declaration over my children and my children's children and their children. Because I believe that prayer, especially praying the word of God, is immortal. Like once it said in Jesus' name, amen, that will outlive me. So even past this moment, I believe that these words that I'm going to read will live on even past my time. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you, Kharata, and your family, your friends, your career, your employer, your church family, and everyone else that you're going to meet in your life, your children, your children's children. May He fill all those parts with all joy and peace as you continue, as we continue to trust in Him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love it. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Yeah, I'm standing on this for 2024 and just declaring it over anyone who, like I'd shared earlier in terms of anxiety, is stuck in the future or is stuck in the past, just to bring into the realization also that God has already seen your whole life play out, right? And I think just stepping into each breath, each moment, there's just that need for us to repent and change our mind, right? If your mind doesn't believe or doesn't actually have hope for the future, just repenting and coming to that place where you can actually change your mind and then say, look, I believe that my God is a God of hope, first of all. And I believe that He will fill me with joy, that He can fill me and fill this moment of anxiety and fill these thoughts that are anxious with peace as I continue to trust in Him, right? And trust goes back to the yielding, right? It's easy. It has to be easy. And it's something that I believe our spirit man is well accustomed to, in as much as it always feels so hard. But once you let go and trust in God, life flows much more easier, right? And the last part of the verse says, so that you may overflow with hope, overflow with hope, overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I like that line because I think in going into the coming year, I'm praying, or my prayer is that everything I experience, if it's joy, if it's peace, if it's hope, that there will be a flow that goes out to anyone else who may not have the privilege to experience it. So that is my prayer, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, realizing that it's not by our might, not by our power, by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to actually even be able to experience hope. The third verse that I want to share with you today is from Philippians 4 verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. I'm going to read it again. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. In thinking about this verse and in thinking about the key takeaways from 2023 is that joy is a posture, right? A focus. It's a shift. So when you're feeling joyful, or when you allow yourself to rise above the circumstance that you're experiencing, to actually step into a place of faith and believing that God is here, God is near, God is moving, God is working, even if it feels like it's shaking and everything is seismic, you step into that faith, right? And what it does is it shifts your focus from the problem to God, who is able to actually heal and fix and mend this problem in His time, and actually use that situation to actually reveal yourself and reveal your character to yourself. So God is calling us to rejoice in the Lord, right? In the Lord always. And I like the fact that they're saying rejoice in the Lord, right? And the Lord being the ruler of your life, the person who is ordering your steps, the person who is in charge in this case, rejoicing in knowing that He knows what He's doing. So allowing yourself to actually step into the joy of allowing God to be God in your life and not trying to run things, not trying to run the household where there's already someone in charge being God in this case. The charge is for us to rejoice. I don't know what that looks like for you. But in 2023, it has looked like being very deliberate about it, being very intentional about shifting my focus, right? So rejoicing, even before the praise, takes that shifting my focus and shifting my gaze. So a joy hack, shift your gaze. The fourth verse, I think, yeah. The fourth verse that I'm going to share with you today is James 1, verse 2 to 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1, verse 2 to 3. I have been seeing these posts on Instagram and I guess social media that says calling God to make sure that he hasn't signed me up to be on the trials and tribulation pack. I don't know what it says, but yeah, that meme. But this past week I was thinking about trials. Before we traveled, I was thinking about how it's such a privilege to actually experience a trial because it tests and proves whether or not you believe, right? So as you're going through a hard season, even for me this past year, I've had moments where I was confronted face first to say, but do you really believe, Rabba? Do you really trust, right? So as a trial shows up, the joy there is, one, the fact that it's going to check and challenge your faith. But two, it's an opportunity for you to actually grow in faith and grow in trusting this God that we believe in, right? And why do we need perseverance? Like in thinking about the fact that our lives do not end here, that there is eternity that we are yet to experience. It's a thing of while we are here on the earth, we need that perseverance to actually push through until completion of our assignment here on earth. Because, you know, something I was thinking about as well yesterday is to say that we are co-creators, or we are co-creating with God to actually expand his kingdom, to bring more people into his freedom, to bring more people into the knowledge of who he is. And we need perseverance, right? So once we've experienced the joy for ourselves, just like for me, I am goo goo gaga-ing through year one of being awake, of being alive to the realization of who God is. Each and every moment that I'm going to be alive requires for me to actually have stronger faith so that I can actually persevere. So I don't know what you've lived through this year, but looking back, don't you recall seeing yourself praying more, believing more? And if at all, whatever happened shook your faith, it is kind of also taking you the long path to get to God. But I believe that even in those moments where it seems as though your faith has kind of died out, it is being enriched in a sense, because I know it's like it's going to be seismic when you finally get to that realization of what God did, right? When you look back, it only makes sense after the fact, weirdly so, with this life thing. So yeah. So the second last verse is 1 Peter 1 verse 8 to 9. It says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. At the end of the day, Salvation is what really matters, right? And I think outside of the prayers we pray, I think the biggest ones should be just that alignment to say, search me, O Lord, to actually check my motives, to check if I am actually aligned or am I fooling myself, right? To say, he says, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. But do you really believe, or are you at a place where you've created your own narrative and you've placed yourself comfortably as the Lord over your life, and the joy that you're experiencing is a lie? Because I think just that reminder or that remembrance to actually realize that the devil doesn't really like for us to actually be under submission to God. So he will create illusions and deception. I feel like that is the game that he plays very well. We saw it in the garden with Eve. We saw it even throughout the timeline in the Bible where sin is incorporated into different moments. So just getting to that place where we pray, and I pray over myself, over you as well, to say, Lord, please search our hearts today. Search our hearts. Search our hearts. And get us to a place where we have a pure faith. A pure faith that will ultimately actually lead us to enjoy salvation of our souls in the land of the living. So the last verse that I'm going to share is from Nehemiah 8 verse 10. I actually found this verse for the first time this year. I think I probably sang it in songs in previous years, but never actually found the verse reference. So Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. I actually want to read it So I wanted to share this. I got reminded of another verse actually that speaks to joy and the joy of the Lord, right? So it's from Zephaniah 3 verse 17. It says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, and he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." And it just boggles my mind to think that the Lord feels joy and he joys over us, and we can actually tap into his joy as a source of strength, right? And in talking about grief from a place of losing your loved ones, losing time, losing friendships, losing whatever it is that the devil has come in to steal, kill, and to destroy, God is reminding us today that we can actually tap into the joy that he feels as our strength. And I've just had this thought right now to say, because he's seen the full story, he smiles and he joys in that, in knowing how it all ends. And I think as believers, or for me as a believer coming out of this episode today, I am standing on the realization that God has seen my full story, and that is yummy. It's so yummy. It's as yummy as a fat cake after a whole day of not eating. It's that yummy. And in thinking about joy, I think just as a closing thought, in 2023, I've experienced moments where it felt like I was being crushed personally in my own space, from experiencing emotions of loneliness, of sadness, But out of those moments, I was able to actually still be able to smile, still be able to beam with joy. And I am grateful. Maybe just to take a moment to lead you through a time of prayer and a time of reflection on your part to say which moments came to actually shake and cause what feels like a crushing in your life. But in those moments, were you able to still be able to smile, to laugh? Were there pockets of joy in your life? And as you look back, I want us to just get into a time of prayer and giving gratitude to God for what He has done, that He is so faithful that in those moments, He is still able to actually come through for us. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this moment. We thank you for the reminder that we can actually go back to you to be our source of strength. We thank you, O Lord, for being such a faithful friend, for being such a faithful Father. But most of all, we thank you, Lord, for the joy that comes from allowing you to be Lord over our lives as we step into the next few days leading into a new year. Father, I just want to declare right now that we will be able to actually find joy in knowing you. Father, I declare that we will not grieve, but we will find strength in the joy that exists in you, O Jesus, that we declare right now that we will be filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, and we will receive the end results of our faith and the salvation of our souls. Father, I just want to declare that even as we go through the different trials of many kinds that we may face, whenever we face them, we declare that we will consider it pure joy as our faith is being tested and as it produces perseverance. Father God, I declare right now that this command to rejoice in the Lord always will be made manifest in our lives, that we will rejoice always in you, O Lord, knowing that you are organizing and rearranging our lives for our good. Lord, I declare lastly to say that you, our God of hope, will fill us with joy and peace as we continue to trust in you, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we pray to declare that even as we reflect over 2023 and pray into 2024, that you will make known to us the path of life, that you will fill us with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the peace that we get from just encountering you in your word. And we just declare that even as we step into this day, that we will have moments to reflect on the word and reflect on how it applies to our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving grace. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for the blessing of life. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We pray. Amen. Yeah, I hope this episode leaves you feeling much better than you felt before you actually jumped into this episode. And I just pray that you are feeling more peaceful and more joyful. I am excited, and I'm hoping that even tomorrow I will be able to come on here to speak on the next word that stood out for me in the year 2023. Which is the word honor. We'll definitely see how that episode comes to life, and also what verses God will actually place in my heart. But outside of that, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing day ahead. I hope you make time for quiet time with God, and I hope you make time with your family, with yourself, a whole balanced day. But outside of that, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the very end. You have been listening to 633 Daily, and I am your host, Khorata Khuitsane Salaledi.